is Deanna Spangola, and our guest today is Jesse. His websites are whatliesinyourdebt.com and whatliesinyourmortgage.com. We will take calls after the next break at 800-313-9443. So you just, okay, you were talking about the Bank of America not being being a person, but an entity.
Yeah, well, if I come to you, Dan, I say, Dan, can I borrow $100? And you lend me a $100 bill, I'd feel really bad if I didn't pay you. Not because I'm brainwashed to believe that that's bad or whatever. It's just you're a person, you're a human being, and you work. You actually traded your labor, your life, your time and effort for that bill. I know Bank of America just created it with a push of a button.
Indeed.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes, absolutely.
I would never. I'd feel horrible if I actually borrowed anything. Forget dollars. If I borrowed a rake from you and I didn't give it back or it broke, I'd go buy you a new one. But when it comes to a corporation, which I know for a fact, I understand. I've read every publication the Federal Reserve has out there. I understand how the whole system works. I go, wait a minute, you didn't lend me anything. You didn't lend me anything. See, there's a difference there. And until you can get through that veil of what your parents taught you and what everybody taught you to believe, which isn't true, you're not going to be able to move forward in your life and make a decision, say, I'm 50 grand upside down, you can have it. Don't care. Take the house. What do I care? You know, and go on with your life. My wife and I have been 7 years now debt-free. I mean, debt-free and credit-free. So don't care. Don't need credit to live. That's another brainwashing scam. You know, and our system is designed, of course, in all three aspects. And the three keys, the three main keys within the system is taking their money, meaning debt collectors and banks for their wrongdoings and misbehavior. Second key is protecting your money. So the money you do get, they can't get to. How to operate invisibly, in essence, from everybody out there. And then the third is beating credit cards and saving your home. That's the order, because those are the things that most people are dealing with. But first you have to get your life in order.
How do you protect your money? Say you have a bunch of money in the bank. How do you protect it?
The first thing you do is not have a bunch of money in the bank. So that should answer part of your question right there. You shouldn't have a bunch of anything in any bank. Because when a bank goes under, what's the first thing that happens?
A run.
No. Bank's under. Run's over. Bank's gone. You're not getting to your safety deposit boxes. They don't have to pay you for 2 to 4 years, depending on the investigation. FDIC is so broke, they can't pay their salary, let alone pay you. So you shouldn't have that kind of money in the bank.
Where should you put your money?
Well, that's up to you, but I sure as heck wouldn't put it in the bank. I keep mine other ways and other forms of real money. I think you know what I'm talking about with that. I like personally gold, silver, certain other things, assets, you know, that don't need to be. I don't need to worry about a bank, and that's the beautiful part of it, you know. There's just ways to protect your money. You learn how you operate as a corporation, because that's what you're operating under anyways. Again, people don't understand the system. You know, people sometimes look at me and say, you know, you ought to be ashamed of yourself because you're teaching people that. I said, no, stop. You ought to be ashamed of yourself because you're literally blind to what's happening right in front of you. And you're partaking in it. You know, George Carlin, in one of his bits a long time ago, said, you know, my friends come to me and say, you ought to be ashamed for not voting. And I turn and back look at them and say, you ought to be ashamed of yourself for voting those crooks into office. They're your problem, not mine. Because if nobody were to vote, there'd be none of them in office. What would they do then?
Right.
Not one is better than the other. They're all crooks.
Right. All righty. We've got a break. We'll be right back, and we'll take your phone calls at 800-313-9443.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. a complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. How would you like to own land? A refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within 3 stone's throw of the Rio Grande River for $1,395. Quarter acre lots, county road access. All lots come with warranty deed. All just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141. 785-672-3141. Or go online to ColoradoRiverLots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Welcome back. This is Deanne. Music. Our guest today is Jesse. His websites are whatliesinyourdebt.com and whatliesinyourmortgage.com. And we know people that do have a lot of money in their in the local banks. They also put money in the stock market, which could crash at any time, like the 1929 crash or those that followed or the ones that were before. And so basically you're telling us to take responsibility for our own resources and not put them under the jurisdiction of somebody else. I mean, but even then, in 1933, the FDR administration confiscated all the gold except from his friends like Bernard Baruch.
You know, it amazes me that you know this information. And do you know that why that gold was confiscated and how it affected? What was the reason that that gold was confiscated? Most people don't know this little known fact about the French.
Okay, tell us.
Well, we had given a loan to the French, and what were we trading in back in those days? What was our currency?
Okay.
It was redeemable in what?
By gold.
That's right. So the French were smart. They got the loan. They sent ships back over here and said, hey, we want to redeem all this in gold. Basically cleaned our gold stock out.
Okay.
So now there was an emergency because the Federal Reserve said, hey, guys, you got to give us all your gold. We're not going to give you this money without the gold. That's what people don't, these little known facts of what, you know, history, and that's a fact. That's an actual historical fact. The French decided to go ahead and not even a year later, it was like 10 months into it, and said, you know, let's go redeem this loan back in gold. We don't trust what's going on over in the States. How come the rest of the world gets what's happening here except for us? I don't get it.
Well, the media. The control of the media, which started in 1927.
Yeah. You know, it dumbfounds me. It really, really does.
Okay, we have some callers. We also have a question. Richard in Washington wants to ask, who owns the whole thing? And you said there's no ownership, but apparently the banks would like us to think that they do own the whole thing, correct?
You know, we're in this existence, and pardon some of the words I use might seem foreign to people the way I phrase things, but, you know, we are in this existence, this dimension, this whatever it is that you want to call it. I don't care, whatever you're comfortable with. And there's always a control form in one way, shape, or another. It has to be. Man, unfortunately, as you can tell by all our actions throughout history, has had this big inflated ego. And, you know, the old pictures of me beating Deanna over the head with my club and dragging her into the cave, that's what we've been brought up with. Yeah, you know, so, I mean, think about the brainwashing that's happened from the time we were little kids. And I always say, I'm working on a book right now called It Starts with Santa Claus. And that's the lie. And just think about all that. You really got to give it a lot of thought. So when I look at who owns this whole thing, remember what I said earlier? I don't know nothing. And that's part of it. I don't know, but I know I'm stuck in this existence, and I need to participate in this existence to the best of my ability. But I also believe very firmly, deep, deep, deep in my whatever, that our job here is to have our own awareness expanded as much as possible. And nobody's going to do that but you. It's up to you. And if you're a Christian, and God, Christ always said, the power of God is within you. Not somebody else. It's not your neighbor. It's not in a book. It's not, you can't, you know, old self-help. It can't be self-help if you're reading somebody else's writing, because that's somebody else helping you. See, it's all these little things like this that we get bamboozled by. At the end of the day, you have to realize there's got to be a system in place. Whoever created the system, I don't know. Because the monetary system was created long before the Federal Reserve. The
bankers
and these people, you know, I always say they're from a different dimension. I don't believe that they exist. I believe that. I do. I truly believe that. I say that jokingly, but, I really do believe it. It's just a higher life form that's out there. The secrecy, and the secrecy is falling apart for one reason. There's a conscious expansion going on, and I believe that the Internet had a lot to do with it. It's something they never planned on, and that's why they're trying to censor Internet, and they're trying to gather things, and, they're trying to control everything on that Internet because, you know, I could tell 5,000 people in a matter of one click what's going on in the U.K. I don't need to be in the U.K., but I got it. I can send it out to a list of 5,000 people in one click, and in a blink of an eyeball, they know what happened. Or I can say this is happening here, this shooting took place there. They didn't plan all this information. Now you got this subculture of media, which millions and millions and millions of people get on every single day and are sharing information that's being blacked out. Why is this, you know, like I said earlier, why is the White House fighting an injunction a judge put for our freedom? Why are they fighting this, and why is the media blacking this out? That should be on the top of everybody's chart. Obama administration trying to make sure every American can go to jail without due course and due process. Violating the Fifth and the Sixth Amendments. Why isn't that top of the news every single day?
Indeed.
The election is a month away.
Right.
That's why. It's control. The puppet masters. I don't know who controls it. I know I don't. I know what I can control, which I don't really want to control anything or anybody. But I also don't want to be controlled by anything or anybody other than my wife of 26 years, of course. I don't have a choice there. You know, but at the end of the day, you know, I just accept that as what it is. I'm in this reality or non-reality or fiction or whatever you want to call it, this existence. We're here, we're stuck. Learn about it and create the expansion. So when you leave this place, you don't leave a dummy.
Right.
You know, you don't leave in a lie. You don't live in this BS. I don't value that piece of paper. I would never hurt somebody for that piece of paper. And I don't care if it has a 1 on it or a 100 or a 1 billion on it. I would never want to hurt a soul for that piece of paper. It makes no sense. It's a piece of paper.
Right.
You know.
All righty. Let's take another phone call. Let's take Jeff in Chicago.
Greetings, Deanna.
Hi. How are you?
Good. I'm doing good. Hello to your guest, too. I would like to validate something your guest said in the last hour regarding debt collection and why you should challenge them. In early February, I received a form letter from a blank, blank, blank Credit Inc. in Atlanta, Atlanta address, saying that your account is past due, blah, 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 blah. And I'm thinking, and they say what the amount is and who it was, and I'm thinking, what is this? So I actually called them and said, you know, I get this letter from you saying I owe this money to you or to whoever. And they said, yes, here's what. I said, okay, send me the paperwork. Send me the documentation showing who I borrowed this money from or I owe this debt to, and I'll proceed. Well, I didn't hear anything within a week. So I called my attorney. I'm a member of a legal co-op. And I said, I told her the story, and I gave her I faxed her this form letter, and she said she'd take care of it. So a few days later, she called me back and said, I'm sending you a draft copy of the letter I'm sending them to inquire what is this debt and to document it. So she called me about 10 days later, and I still haven't heard from them. Well, in the first part of March, let me see here. I could read. I don't want to take up too much time here, but essentially she said, unless Mr. Jeff is provided with full verification and validation of this debt, it is demanded that you cease and desist all attempts at collection. If you fail to do so, you may be in violation of the FDCPA, and we will advise Mr. Jeff regarding the pursuit of all legal remedies available. Please send validation directly to Mr. Jeff. Well, we didn't hear anything. And then in the middle of March, I get my attorney calls me and says, you know, I received a response, she said, but it's not from who I sent the letter from, who I sent the letter to, and it wasn't, they did not refer to the creditor they claimed you owed. So they essentially, somebody's database was not working correctly. And she sent me a copy of the letter they finally sent saying, thank you for your recent inquiry concerning the above referenced accounts. Based upon the research conducted by the customer service department, the above referenced account has been closed. A request to delete the trade line has been submitted to the three major consumer reporting agencies. And the letterhead is a company that comes from Greenville, South Carolina, instead of Atlanta. So I don't know what these people are doing, but, and by the way, there was nothing on my credit report to begin with, so that's not a factor. But my point being, your guest has pointed out something that is all your listeners should be aware of. If you get these phone calls from these so-called creditors or letters, challenge them, because I think it's a lottery for these people, and they're trying to see who they can shake down and extort money from on illegitimate basis. So that was my point.
Wow. Thank you, Jeff.
Yeah, you couldn't have said it anymore. Lottery, shakedown, and extort. That's the best. And see, a standard, we call that a debt validation letter. That's on our website. You literally, it's a Word document. You download it, you put in the information, it's highlighted as the example shows you. You put it in the mail, certified, no return receipts, just certified mail so you can track it. It gets there, they email you back, mail you back saying, okay, usually this happens in almost all the cases. All right, we're deleting it, which is what? A confession. So then the next letter you write is, here's the intent to sue, here's the draft of the lawsuit, do you want to pay me $1,000 or $2,000, depending on where you live now, or do you need me to file this and pay me an extra $500? And we found that 33% settle before you file, 33% settle within the 15, 20 days after you file, and 33% will settle after the conference that you have to have at the 26F conference. No big deal. So at the end of the day, what he just did is exactly what you could do without an attorney. You write the same letter and you send it out. It's that simple. And for further validation, Jeff, if I sent Deanne, I'm going to give you an example.
Okay. Jesse and Jeff, we do have to go to a quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back and pick this up on the other side.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA survival course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Jesse. His websites are whatliesinyourdebt.com and whatliesinyourmortgage.com. You may also sign up for his newsletter, which I highly recommend that you do. Just go to the website, whatliesinyourdebt.com. It's on the left-hand side. Just sign up for that newsletter. Did you want to make some comments about what Jeff said? And then we do have another caller.
Yeah, absolutely. Jeff, for instance, this happens quite frequently. Your attorney or you will send out a letter disputing or, and requesting a validation of the debt. Well, what happens is everything will go silent. And then 3 months later, you'll get another request from a different debt collector. And what that debt collector did is sold it to another debt collector and said, listen, hey, I'll sell you this one for $100, right? Just a number, round number. Well, in essence, what that is an easy, again, that's a violation of the FDCPA, which is the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act. Because once you request a validation of debt in writing, he did it verbally, and what they know is that he didn't know is the first time he did it, he could always request for that recording, right? So there's proof there because they say they record all their calls. So once you request that validation, all collection activity has to cease. Meaning no more phone calls and no more letters until that debt, in fact, is validated. So if I had the debt and you sent me a debt validation letter and I, in turn, sold it to another debt collector and now he's collecting, now I got you both. Because all you did is pass the buck to another debt collector, which is another attempt to collect the debt. You see,
wow.
Again, it has nothing to do with the debt. It has to do with the behavior. It's like putting your kid in the dunce cap and making them sit in the corner. You were bad, you know. And that's what you're doing to the debt collectors and the banks. And
right.
This applies to all the servicers and the debt collectors. And, you know, it's there's a lot. Again, we can't really touch the surface in 2 hours.
Now, is this the same procedure that you would use for somebody that's underwater in their mortgage?
No, there's a separate procedure for that. Of course, that's on the site for
okay.
members. But it's very simplistic. It's really no different except you're using different, using RESPA and TILA, which are two different federal acts. And then you can also use validation depending if it's the original servicer or not. And there's a little trick over the FDCPA where, again, in the federal court, you never want to be in the circuit court. So local courts, you always want to be in the ballroom, not the discotheque. And you go up there and assume in the federal court, like I say, it's a very formal ballroom dance. The attorneys are way, way more educated, very pleasant to deal with. They're not gunslingers, you know. And they know they've got a formalities they have to go through. And there's a lot of leeway for the pro se litigant without the attorney in the federal court. The judges and the magistrates up there are very lenient, but even better yet, they don't want to deal with it.
Okay.
Attorneys, so let me sentence. The attorneys up there know this, so you use that to your advantage. They want to make sure they settle with you and take care of business before it ever gets before the judge, because don't want to have to face that judge.
Okay. All righty. Let's take Richard in Washington. Richard, welcome to the program.
Good morning. Great program. Just before I get started, I'd like to hope that he wouldn't take Santa Claus away from the kids. Better he read a book called The God Delusion and take the Creator away from
that.
Us humans, us adults, supposedly. But,
I read
but,
that.
Yeah, but... I'm assuming you read the book, They Own It All, including You, by Means of Toxic Currency.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, that's it. So in trying to trace this thing down, and I've talked to other guests, and Deanna knows about this, the Federal Reserve Board got a charter. That charter is expiring. It's every 20 years. They got to renew it in 2013. I think that's the significance of this date. And I believe that the country went bankrupt in 1933. That was declared by Roosevelt, and that's why Traficant got thrown out of Congress, because he brought that up. So in my opinion, they've transferred ownership that this toxic currency has acquired from the Federal Reserve to the IMF, and I think that's who's the board of directors that holds this receivership of the country, because the corporation has gone into default. So I was wondering if you could comment on that, or if you had any leads so I could do some more research.
No, so far you're pretty much dead on. Again, you know, what is the IMF other than a group of banks that are in charge of that? The Federal Reserve System, to me, is again, it's a Santa Claus story. It's just fantasy. We all have to understand that, and those presents that Santa Claus brings. Our fantasy, because it's your hard work and your wife's hard work that brought that, not Santa Claus. And it kind of, to me, it's a reflection back to the Federal Reserve. As far as the bankruptcy of 33, of course, that's undisclosed. You can argue that all day, but you can't find any hard proof. I believe that that's exactly what happened. It's a corporate bankruptcy. I actually have the corporate filing in Delaware for the United States of America. Actual corporation, and anybody on this phone is welcome to go to the Delaware corporations. It's there. Again, the United States of America, all capital letters, and the United States of America, United and States being small caps or small lowercase letters, are two different things. One is the corporation, and of course, the owners, I don't know. I know the presidents of our country here. In my opinion, are not presidents of our country, have no care about this nation whatsoever. They are, ooh, music. Okay.
All right. We'll pick this up on the other side. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
An effective, 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your two-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Jesse, and his websites are whatliesinyourdebt.com and whatliesinyourmortgage.com. And a few listeners are saying that you're still kind of cutting out. So if you could.
I'm not moving.
Okay.
Sorry. All right. Anyway, as I said, I just want to finish the sentence so to address Richard. I've had a theory for years that our president is a president of the corporation, not the president of the United States. And that's why the Obama certificate and all the, just none of that matters, because he's not the president of this country. He's a president and CEO of that corporation. So, you know, there's a distinction there, and we have to make that distinction. Like I said, I believe he's absolutely correct. On 33, the receivership was handed to the IMF, and that's where that. I have a little further proof, as I have some IRS paycheck stubs that right on the top of it says the Department of Agriculture. So the Department of Agriculture actually runs payroll for the IRS, which is a whole different theory, but, I mean, it goes on into and leads further up that or further into that rabbit hole, you know. So I agree with Richard that the IMF has run this thing. I don't know where it goes from there. I mean, that's a dead end to me.
Sure. Richard, did you have another question?
Yeah, and here's a significant one, and I think Jesse probably knows about this, but I'll state it anyway, and he can comment. Our founding fathers, as imperfect as they were, wrote two declarations to the king.
Mm-hmm.
The first one
mm-hmm.
was, and only two letters are capitalized in both of these, that's the D and the A. The
that's
first
right.
one was, unanimous declaration of the 13 United States of America. The second one was the perfected Supreme Republican Declaration of the United American Colonies. And in that second one, what they did is they declared themselves to be independent and sovereign of the king, and they had each individual that was a landowner of, from the patents that were given, was a title holder and a king unto himself here in America. The second thing they did was eliminate powers of nobility, all lawyers. And then we have, that was a little constitution, small c. We then got transferred in the 1850s, after all these founding fathers were dead, into the all capital letters constitution, which is a totally fraudulent enumerated corporation document. And unless we understand that, we don't know what our founding fathers gave us, and that was kingship.
Right. Yeah, and you're talking about the Hickey Constitution, right?
Exactly.
Exactly. Yeah. And see, I don't even go down those rabbit holes, because I personally believe, Richard, that our country and most of the people within the country can't even fathom that. Because fathoming that and understanding that, again, you would have to look yourself in the mirror and say, man, I really don't know anything, and I better erase everything I've been told and taught and indoctrinated with, period. Because that's the only way you're going to do it. It's almost like a reset switch. And it happened to me. I just turned 45 2 days ago, and it happened to me when I was 16 years old. I told my mom and dad, I'm going to a Catholic high school. I got priests, nuns, and bishops, and I keep asking them these questions, and they can't answer me other than, it's blind faith, my son. Blind faith, my son. And I used to tell, faith is where you have no facts. You need to give me facts. And it started from there. And that was my reset button. And I said, something is not right with this whole thing. And I can't figure it out, but I'm going to work on it till the day I'm dead. And God willing, I live that long, however long that may be. I will never stop learning and expanding my awareness. Because, again, I said it way at the beginning of the call, I believe our job here as people is not only to help each other create this awareness, but to create the awareness for each other. And we've really convoluted all that with all these negative lies. And of course, the media. You've been hitting that one all the whole call, and you're absolutely correct.
Right.
So we've convoluted that mission, I think, of helping each other get through this little blip in time that we call our lives.
Right. All righty. Richard, thank you for your call. Let's take John in California. John, welcome to the program.
Hi. Thanks. Thanks a lot, Deanna. Just a quick note to you. You know, I've quickly come to rely on your shows. You're my favorite host, and I just got to tell you, I just can't express how much I enjoy what you do here for us. For Jesse,
thank you.
I've got a cease and desist letter and a debt validation letter that they just kind of ignore. I went to your website. You said it was available to download, that you had one. Does that mean you have to join the site in order to get the debt validation letter?
Yeah. Well, if you join, you will have. Not if you're not joining. If you just put in your name and your email, you're going to get a couple of emails. If you join our mailing list, and the emails are for spam laws. So you're going to get a first email that gives you a confirmation. The next email is going to send you a PDF format that's got a debt validation letter. It's got several forms in there, a temporary restraining order. If you're in foreclosure, you need to stop a sale or an eviction. It's got a motion for an enlargement of time so the clerk doesn't default you if you've been served. All these things work in all states, okay?
Okay, well, by the way, I did sign up for your newsletter. I didn't notice the attachments. I'll have to go back and look again.
Yeah, there is an attachment there in that PDF. Now, listen, guys, I'm telling you that a membership is $99 to join and $49 a month. It's $750 a year is what it is. One lawsuit is $1,000 minimum, and then I'm talking about not even filing. If you do not make your money back for your whole year within the first 60 days, really, it's on you. It's not on anybody else. It's on you, because it's that simple. So,
hey, Jesse, I'm not joining because I can't. I mean, I've got about 40 letters here sitting in front of me that I've already responded to. I'm getting about 4 or 5 debt letters a day. I'm getting attorney letters. Code enforcement's trying to take all of our property. My wife is extremely ill. IRS is after me for about 5 years of tax returns that I completed and sent in, and they lost.
Of course,
I'm meeting with a guy tomorrow to raise the land patent on our property. It's not applying for a land patent. It's raising the existing land patent to stop code enforcement because they're crazy here.
I don't believe that'll work.
Say again?
I don't believe that will work.
It not only will work, it's been working, and the guy has been doing it for 20 years and has all the documentation and the existing properties around me to prove it.
I would love to be able to be part of that. I really would if it works. Everything I've ever seen with land patents, they just stomp right through it like it doesn't exist.
Well, this is not... This is nothing like you've seen before, and this guy has been around this area for a long time. He's been here for 40 years. He's done it for himself, and he's been doing it for other people. I finally scraped together the money to pay for it, and that's the only reason I haven't joined your operation, because I've got responses from creditors, which I'm sure I can go back. I've got two clerk default judgments because I didn't have the money to deal with them, and now they're coming
goodness.
After my bank.
Right.
So I have violation after violation, and I know that I could recover that money. That's all.
Listen carefully. You're going 100 miles an hour, and you got a lot on your plate, man. I always say this, and I'll give you the same advice I give everybody. You can't eat an entire elephant. Make sure it's just one bite at a time, and you don't choke trying to eat it too quickly.
That's why I'm dealing with code enforcement first.
Full. That's right. And I feel for you, man. You've got your plate full, especially with the old wife. That's a tough one.
I do, but we're gonna beat it. Nothing ever gets me down, and you just
right
one
attitude,
foot in the other one. And I love this business. I mean, I'm actually beginning to love law. I didn't think I ever wanted to be an attorney, and I don't want to be an attorney now. But by God, our laws give us an incredible amount of power. We just don't know about it.
Hey, man, brother, I'm with you. I keep trying to tell everybody, and some believe it, and some use it, and some others look at you like I'm Chinese. You know,
well, I'm a
like,
damn
what?
Good
really?
Teacher. I am an excellent. And as I learn this stuff, I'm very capable of creating an army of people that will know how to use this stuff.
Okay, what I'm going to do is I want you to go and hit the contact button on the bottom of our website and send our webmaster a little message. Tell me who you are, and I'm going to send you a list. And anybody who wants that, get it. A little list that you can download that I'll send to everybody on your call. It's frequently violated FDC. Violations. I'll send it out there. It's two pages. I always tell everybody to print it and keep it on your desk, especially if you're dealing with debt collectors. Because once they step foot over that line and you've ceased and you've said validate and they failed to validate or they poorly validated, you have a legal remedy. Your legal remedy is very simple. And like I said before, in most parts, you'll never have to file anything, so you don't even need to come up with the money. And as a matter of fact, once you join our mailing list, there's a webinar. There's a link there. It's going to take you to Larry's webinar, and he's going to show you how to go pull your credit free, how to look under your credit report and see who's been in there without authorization, and how to put together the little lawsuit and letter that you're going to send them and say, listen, if you don't take this off my credit or give me a good reason why you were there, you're going to pay me or I'm going to sue you, one or the other or both, okay? So a lot of these things there, they're there, okay? You just have to realize they're there. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. You know what they're doing on my validation letter? They're sending me back, thank you for your identity theft question.
Yeah, that's not what I wrote. Apparently you can't read.
Yeah, I mean, they're just crazy.
Yeah, and that happens quite a bit.
What do you want me to ask for on the email message?
I'm sorry?
What do you want me to ask for on the email message?
Just tell them, this is John, I was just on the radio show, you're going to send me the list, the qualified written request list.
Okay.
Okay?
Thanks a lot, Jesse. I'll be a member as soon as I can, buddy. I just really am overloaded.
I know, I misspoke. Not the qualified written, it's the frequently violated FDCPA.
Okay.
Frequently violated FD, Frank and Dog, C as in cat, T as in person, A as in apple. FDCPA.
Okay.
And just send that. Whoever wants to get that, I'll be happy to just send that. As long as you guys get on our mailing list, we'll send that over to you immediately. No big deal.
I'm already on the list myself.
Yeah, but you got to contact our webmaster. You got to contact us. So I know
specifically
who to send it to.
CPA, you said?
Yes.
Okay, because you cut out a couple.
FDCPA.
FDCPA.
You got it.
Okay. Deanna, I got a little treat for you. I'll be sending you an email.
Okay, great. Appreciate it.
Talk to you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Good luck, John.
Well, I can't help but think that there are lots and lots of people out there like John who are just overburdened, overwhelmed with debt because of or with people attempting to collect on debts because of the situation in our country. I mean, people have lost their jobs, their homes, their lifestyles, and we never hear a thing about it on the news.
No,
we hear about
not.
A recession that's, you know, the recession is ending, ha-ha. We never hear about people living under bridges or in their cars.
No. And we don't hear that these are crimes that were committed to the American people by our own government. The same elected officials that we said, hey, we want you to help fix the country are the ones causing the damage. You never hear that. And how come no banker's been prosecuted? How come no public official has been prosecuted? It makes no sense. You go to Ireland, you go to Spain, you go, they are prosecuting them left and right, putting these people in jail. I mean, they want to hang these poor guys. Why is it that we sit back again? America, land of the free, land of the smartest people, ingenuity, entrepreneurs, that we sit here on our hands as we are literally getting our heads smashed by the very same people we've elected. I don't get it. I just can't even comprehend it.
Corporate
We're
media.
The American spirit.
It's a corporate media.
That can't be it, because you know, there's 42 million Americans on welfare as of last month. 42 million. The highest in history. That's absolutely absurd.
Indeed. You know, well, I think we're living under communism.
Oh, well, communism would mean everybody gets us the same. They're trying to get it there, but it ain't going to happen. You know, it's just, it's a bad situation we've gotten into. And, of course, the system that we put together is to help those people fight back, combat back, and say, okay, enough's enough. You know,
right.
Our bailouts, everything, it's always to the bank. Has anybody bailed Diane out? Has anybody even asked if Diane needs a little bailout? Or Jesse or any one of your listeners? Of course not. It's give to the banks, steal from us. It's a constant operation, you know. So it's a shame. It's just a shame. I was talking to a young man the other day, and he said, Jesse, unfortunately, he's a very sharp guy. He's about 23, 24 years old. He says, unfortunately, what's going to lead to is a bunch of bloodshed in this country because Americans are just asleep. And still, until something like that happens, they're not going to wake up.
Right.
It's unfortunate. And he might be absolutely right, and I pray to God every day he's not. But he might be absolutely correct, you know. It's a shame. It's an absolute shame.
Right.
This
whole credit situation is basically a relatively recent thing. I mean, there was a time that there was no such thing as a credit card. I believe that that some of the department stores may have offered a credit card. But now, all of a sudden, everybody has a credit card, and a lot of people have maxed those credit cards out. And as you say, is this a part of our ego that we want to have all of this stuff?
That's all it is stuff. You know, I did back in the day, we used to do, you know, from 01 to about 07, we used to do real estate buying and selling webinars and seminars, 2 and 3 day shows all across the country. And I used to do a portion, that would describe the differences between poor, right, the middle class, the rich, and then the wealthy, because everybody forgets the wealthy. In America, we love to use the word, he's rich, he's rich, he's rich. And all that means is he's in debt up to his ears, and one bad investment or one bad month will put him under. The middle-class person, well, they just go to work Monday through Friday, and they do the best they can, and that's it. The poor people, well, nothing's going to hurt them because they get their $500 a month, whatever they get, and they go buy stuff with it. That's all they can do. They got a little apartment or they live at home. There's nothing. So the economy goes up, goes down. It's irrelevant to them. The people, those three classes are the most affected. The wealthy will never buy anything that doesn't make them any money. You'll never know they're wealthy because they're not going to be out there telling people they're wealthy. They're not running around in Mercedes-Benz and BMWs and Ferraris. They buy Rolls Royces. They buy rare cars that go up in value, and they're parked in their garages. They don't try to show off to the world how much money they have. Because in reality, it's not their money. You're in debt up to your ears. I was there. I know it is a whole lot to it. Trust me, when you can do 8 hours on those classes and to try to get people into thinking, hey, listen, you need to create wealth for yourself and quit trying to be rich and quit looking at these rich people and admiring what they're doing, because really what they're doing is setting a bad example for everybody else.
Right.
You know, we have to just come down to that reality. And you know what? You're absolutely almost correct on the credit. There was credit back in the day. There was absolute credit back in the day, and it was called the store credit. And there was honesty in this country. When I went into your supermarket or I went into your a feed store and I said, hey, I'm taking two bales of hay and a bag of grain, put it on my account, they would put it and run a tally for you. It's like a tab at a bar. And at the end of the month, you would come in and you'd pay your tab, period. And if you couldn't pay, guess what? You still showed up and told them, hey, listen, I can give you 10 bucks. I owe you 15. I'll give you the next five in the next few weeks. That's all I can do. And that merchant said, oh, no problem, Dan. No sweat at all. I trust you because you've been a good, loyal customer. Instead,
Jesse,
now,
hold on. Jesse, hold on. We have a last three-minute break. We'll be right back, and you can finish it up on the other side.
Collection calls.
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. Our guest today has been Jesse. His websites are whatliesinyourdebt.com and whatliesinyourmortgage.com. You may sign up to get his newsletter, and with that newsletter, you'll get a lot of other documents in a second email that he will send you. And the difference between running a tab at the grocery store and the difference and a credit card is basically the grocer did not charge you interest.
Absolutely, and there's a bigger difference. You were dealing with a person.
You
did not create money out of nowhere to pay a merchant. He actually worked hard for what he's given you. And in turn, you owe him that back.
Right.
There was a sense of responsibility because I owed Fred at the corner that money. You see, that's the difference. Right now, people just swipe it. Listen, the 2 hours we've been on this phone call, I can assure you there's been $1 billion swiped across American Express, MasterCard, Visa, and all over the world. Would you agree?
Yes.
Okay, where'd all that money come from? Do you think any one of those Visa and all have that kind of money to pay all those merchants? Absolutely not. Of course not. So, you know, it's all fantasy land, and as long as you accept the fantasy land, you learn how to play in their fantasy, you'll be all right. Just got to remember it's fantasy and don't take it personal, because you're worth more than that in the overall scheme of things. So with that being said, Dean, I want to mention to everybody, we have an open Tuesday night call that I would love for your listeners to join us. It's at 8 o'clock Eastern, and you can go to talkshoe.com and just type in what lies in your debt, and you'll bring the information up. And it's open Q&A. You can either join via live phone like you're doing now, or you can ask the questions online either way. They run 2 to 3 hours, depending on the amount of listeners. We generally get 500 to 700 people on the call, so it's a very big call. It's wonderful. We got a great diverse group there, and that's every Tuesday. And for those of you that can't join or just don't have the means or the time to join, well, great. It's a good way for you to get some questions answered while you go about it on your own. So unless you have any other questions, Deanna, you want me to comment on anything,
I've enjoyed it,
and I thank you for having me, that's for sure.
Well, I certainly appreciate the information that you've given. I think, like so many people who are underwater on their mortgages or they're in foreclosure, they just accept what has happened to them when, in fact, they do have a remedy, and they can do it themselves, and they can save their home. So many people walk away and forfeit any investment that they've had, which is nonsense, and they just absolutely hand things over to the banker.
Yeah, and I agree with you. I can hear the passion in your voice when you say that. And listen, I'll be happy to do another show with you specifically on foreclosures and all the remedies there are. There's a million of them out there. So you know how the old saying goes, there's a million ways
we'll
to do
that.
Cat. Yes, there's a million ways to stop foreclosure, and to me, when I choose a business decision I made to say, my wife and I did it together, to say, listen, we're just not going to pay anymore as I'm done. I'm not going to pay on a liability, because that's what it is. Because when I'm paying that bank after they've been had billions and billions and billions of dollars in bailouts that I've stuck my children, my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren, generations to come, which I don't think they'll make it that far. But at the end of the day, if they do, we've enslaved everybody, and that's not fair.
No.
You need to make the business decision that's going to be best for you and your family, not the banks.
All righty. Thank you so much, Jesse. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
All righty. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, listeners. Talk to you tomorrow.
Are you again?